Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Oracle confirmed that ByteDance accepted its bid to become TikTok's trusted technology partner in the U.S. The deal will reportedly not be structured as an outright sale. The South China Morning Post reports that, according to sources, ByteDance would not sell or transfer TikTok sharing algorithms as part of any deal. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirmed the bid by Oracle, saying the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. will review the deal this week, maintaining the deadline for any deal was still September 20th. According to sources speaking to Bloomberg, the bid submitted by Oracle would see the company receive full access to review TikTok source code and any updates in order to review it for any potential backdoors. In related news, the U.S. Commerce Department announced that as of September 20th, U.S. companies will be banned from distributing WeChat and TikTok apps. U.S. companies will also not be able to provide services through WeChat for the purpose of transferring funds or processing payments within the U.S. TikTok will now have until November 12th to resolve the U.S. national security concerns. If not resolved by that date, U.S. companies will be blocked from providing internet hosting to TikTok. CNBC reports that, according to sources in the Commerce Department, existing installs of WeChat may continue to work, but reliance on U.S. services to deliver data for the app may run into problems. The sources also say it's unclear how functional TikTok will be after September 20th. Existing installs of apps will remain on devices. NVIDIA announced it intends to acquire ARM from SoftBank in a deal worth up to $40 billion. NVIDIA will pay $33.5 billion in cash and stock in the deal, with SoftBank gaining an estimated 7-8% stake in NVIDIA, with up to an additional $5 billion paid to SoftBank based on NVIDIA's performance. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said that the company will maintain its neutral licensing model and also expand into licensing NVIDIA intellectual property as well. Huang also said that ARM would not become subject to U.S. export controls under the deal. The acquisition will now need regulatory approval from the U.K., the U.S., and China. Apple updated its App Store rules to explicitly allow game streaming services like Google Stadia or Microsoft's Project xCloud. Each game offered on the service must also be downloadable from the App Store, and every game update must also be submitted through Apple before it can stream to users. Essentially, this means there can't be one app that streams everything, but a collection of apps for streaming each game, and then a catalog app that can link out to each game app. Services must also offer the option to pay for subscriptions with in-app purchases, which give 30% to Apple. The game service must also support Apple sign-in. Apple announced two new watches, the Apple Watch Series 6, now featuring blood oxygen measurement, an always-on altimeter, and running the new S6 chip for faster performance, starting at $399. The Apple Watch SE, meanwhile, is a more affordable watch with fewer sensors and a not-always-on display. It runs on the S5 chip and starts at $279. The Series 3 Apple Watch will remain available at a reduced price of $199. Apple also launched the new iPad Air with its newest mobile chip, the A14 Bionic, made on a 5-nanometer process. The iPad Air has a 10.9-inch display with 2360 by 1640 resolution, uses USB-C instead of Lightning, and supports Wi-Fi 6. It starts at $599, available next month. And Apple introduced Apple Fitness Plus, a service that includes video-led workouts like yoga, cycling, dance treadmill, and more, viewable on the Apple TV, iPhone or iPad with integration with Apple Watch. It costs $9.99 a month or $80 a year when it arrives at the end of the year. Apple also introduced subscription bundles that group together iCloud storage, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade, starting at $14.95 and coming this fall. The European Court of Justice ruled that excluding data consumption from a customer's data cap as a special offer, something called zero rating, violates EU rules on net neutrality. Several European carriers offer packages that exempt certain apps, like Facebook or Twitter, from counting against data caps, and a case against Hungary's Telenor for such a practice has been referred to the European Court of Justice. Facebook announced the Oculus Quest 2. Resolution is improved by 50% to 1832 by 1920 with a potential 90Hz refresh rate, although it will actually launch with a 72Hz refresh rate. It has 6GB of RAM on a Snapdragon XR2 platform. Quest 2 is also 10% lighter at 503 grams, so it's a little easier on your head and not as front heavy. The head strap is now flexible and not stiff. The controllers are slightly larger and have a thumb rest. You can also get different faceplate options to fit your head better. Facebook also announced that the Rift S will stop being available next spring. You can pre-order Oculus Quest 2 now, shipping October 13th for $299 with 64GB of storage, or $399 for 256GB of storage. Sony previewed launch titles for the Sony PS5 and announced that the PS5 will cost $499.99 with a digital edition PS5 for $399, both available November 12th in North America, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, then the rest of the world on November 19th. Sony will also make the PlayStation Plus collection for PS5 available at launch with 15 first and third party PS4 titles available for download on the PS5. And finally, Twitter will prompt select accounts related to the U.S. election with security reminders and turn on password reset protection for them. Government officials, campaign staff, and journalists will be required to use strong passwords and prompted with in-app notifications to turn on two-factor authentication. Twitter will also implement new safeguards against suspicious activity and expedited account recovery for these accounts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.